My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know who else won't do anything? Mitch's sister. She has denied access to come on the show. I swear to God, she texted him she couldn't do it, and that's it.
Oh, no.
Well done, Mitch. What do you mean, oh, no?
I mean, you said during the break you would have asked one question about her getting stranded at the Pittsburgh airport,
yeah,
and the rest of the segment would have just been about personal stuff, life stuff.
Obviously. I mean, that's the way it was set up. You think I'm just going to get your sister on the show for the first time and only time? I don't even know her name. I was going to call her Mildred. In fact, that's what I'm calling your sister now.
That's what she is now.
Henceforth. That's a lucky guess.
Mildred Spinell will not be joining us on the show. She's supposed to have a flight in Pittsburgh, but it looks like that one's going to be grounded as well. So we'll get you figured out as the day goes on. There's widespread outages all over the world right now. Airports, banks, other businesses, all affected.
Media.
I don't want there to be a run on banks. Okay? Don't go yelling at Jimmy Stewart. Just let's all relax or, you know, do whatever you want. But I just don't want there to be a big run on the bank or anything like that. So there you go. Coming up at 7:20, Curtis Danberg going to join us on the show. The Guardians start with a 9-game road trip. Why are they doing that in 2025? Well, there's a good reason, and hopefully we'll get a good answer out of them coming up at around 7:20. So before we get back to the Cooper thing, can I give you a chance to atone?
Sure.
Can I give myself a chance to atone? Or maybe you won't. I'm not sure. You will not remember this. I do. I got a brain like an elephant. This was on December 15th, week 15, 2018. Your Cleveland Browns played at the Denver Broncos. This was the day when Greg Williams was the head coach, the interim head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Now he's the host of Come Get Some with his son, and I think he's in the area frequently and nice guy and all the other good things we can say. But defensive coordinator Greg Williams became head coach. Browns won that game 17-16. You don't remember any of this, do you?
Not yet.
I can't wait to tell you this. So earlier that week, you and rarely do I do this, I agreed with you, and we had callers screaming at us. Usually, and I don't do it on purpose. I don't disagree with you on purpose. But so naturally, there's times, and most of the time, yeah, there's a lot of things with fans I end up agreeing on. It goes that way. I'm not faking it. I am who I am, right? But there was a question brought up of, before that game, if we could go back, who would we go ahead and have? Would we have Denzel Ward, or would we have Bradley Chubb?
Oh, that's right.
They were in the same draft class that year. Bradley Chubb was pick 5, and I'm just making sure he was pick 5 in that draft class. Yes. He was taken one pick behind Denzel Ward at number 4 overall. And you and I, both in their rookie years, had said we would take Bradley Chubb over Denzel Ward.
I do remember that.
And we were skewered for that opinion. But we both stood firm on it. We both said, no, you take a pass rusher, that's the way it works. It's been 7 years. Do you want to apologize that we got it wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, remember, he had 12 sacks his rookie year, Bradley Chubb.
Yes, he did.
I had every reason to believe that he was going to be, you know, an all-timer. And he's been good, right? Bradley Chubb's had good years, has he not?
Yeah, but he's been jettisoned to the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
where we've paid our guy.
Although he had 11 sacks last year too. So
this is why I asked you. But I put you in a bad spot on purpose.
He is not at his position anywhere near what Denzel Ward is considered at his position. Now, I will always elect to go pass rushers. Like if they're equal players, I'll take the pass rusher over the corner. But corner's still pretty important position.
If Bradley Chubb were taken by the Browns, where would he be right now? Would we be an elite defensive unit?
Well, he gets to play.
Because we are still already a pretty strong defensive unit.
And he gets to play.
One of the top five.
He gets to play alongside maybe the best in the game right now.
Miles Garrett. I don't think there's a maybe about it. He's definitely the best pass rusher in the game. So you have bookends on either side there.
But there'd be
no need for Za'Darius Smith, but you'd be paying through the nose, obviously, for a guy like Bradley Chubb as well. Because I do think that Miles Garrett would make Bradley Chubb better. I bring this up because Denzel Ward on the list of the top 10 defensive backs, cornerbacks, I should say, from ESPN, where they had the executives, coaches, and scouts rank them, they had Denzel Ward number 2 overall. And I think that some fans, because I thought, gosh, do some of us take Denzel Ward for granted?
Yes.
Because every time that Denzel Ward...
Oh,
we do.
Yes.
And why do you think that? Because of the amount of games that he plays?
I think, obviously... The issues, you know, it's interesting with Denzel because I look at him as a guy considering the concussions, the head trauma. Like I was very worried. I didn't know where this was going with him. But has he not proven to be an absolute warrior?
He's a 3-time Pro Bowler. Bradley Chubb is a 2. And you'll be surprised about this. He has played in more career games than Bradley Chubb.
Oh, yeah.
Denzel has played in 79 career games. He has never had a full season.
I feel like...
Bradley Chubb has had 3, but in the ones that he hasn't, he has missed significant time.
Yeah, Denzel's misses games every year, but I feel really good about him as a Cleveland Brown that when he is out there, when he's able to go, he's going to give it his all. The fact that these executives say the things they say about Denzel Ward...
Yeah.
I mean, I do think we take him for granted. Yeah, we'd love him to play 17 games every year.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maybe that's just not going to be in the cards for somebody at his size and given his history, but I'm still very glad we have him.
He hits obviously bigger than what his body is. We're really glad to have him. I do think that over the years, we get so used to him missing games that we become cynical about him missing games. But when I put him in that draft class where it's like, okay, you could have had Bradley Chubb. Okay, yeah, you could have Bradley Chubb. You could have Quentin Nelson. You could have Roquan Smith, who has been a good football player, obviously. I mean, there's a couple of guys that you could have had.
A lot of good
names.
But
when you go back to that draft, yeah, it was a good draft.
But I still feel good about Denzel Ward.
Baker Mayfield, Saquon Barkley. Baker's a good football player now, and I'm not trying to get anybody started, but you know what it is. I think he's making the most of the talents he has. Saquon Barkley's not as bad as what I make him out to be because I'm anti-Giants in a lot of ways, but he's obviously a pretty good running back. Sam Darnold's been mostly a flop. Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson, Josh Allen, Roquan Smith. Mike McGlinchey's been a meh. Josh Rosen's obviously a gag. Micah Fitzpatrick, Vita Vea, and Daron Payne. I mean, those are good football players out of the first dozen. First 13, I should say. So it was a good draft. So it was almost where, in Browns' luck, the Browns have messed up drafts, good drafts before, but it was like you were going to get a good player. I go back to and I think, all right, you'd have a good rush. You wouldn't have Denzel Ward. Would you have still gone down this line of guys you would have taken? Probably that's a long way of saying, guys, officially in offense for saying at that time, that rookie year for both those guys, that we would have taken Bradley Chubb over Denzel Ward that week.
Should we apologize? I'll go with you. And I never like to apologize, but I'll go with you on this one.
I'm asking you. Yeah. I was going to get permission from you before I was going to go ahead and apologize.
It's fine. I mean, I felt at the time, and I remember I had the tweet up that I couldn't believe that we did all that tanking to get Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward. And looking back, like, did they do the best they possibly could? No. But Baker has rebounded. He's turned out to be not only a professional, but a pretty good professional. I just remember how upset I was.
I know.
That I was like, man, we took these two guys, and I know Denzel was a Buckeye and a Northeast Ohio.
You might have hit on a very deep conversation right there without even trying, without even wondering.
Well, I remember that I was so frustrated that I'm like, we went 0-16 and 1-15. Now, Myles Garrett was part of that, too. But the very next year, to come away with just Baker and Denzel, I was agitated at the time. But, you know, both of them were a part of a Browns turnaround. They were a part of a rebuild that was pretty functional.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll take it back. I was with you that week. Very rarely have it been callers against both you and I. I remember we had an Andrew Luck segment one time where you and I was right about that. You were right about that. We were both right about that. I don't give a damn what anybody says. But there was that segment where you and I were both like, hey, man, we like Denzel Ward. It's tough to say it, but we both take Bradley Chubb. And now here we are where it's 6 years later, and it's like Bradley Chubb's a good football player. Denzel Ward's a better football player at his position than what Bradley Chubb is. The Browns made the right decision, not just because he's a local guy, but because obviously he's a very good football player. 216-474-0092. Going back to Amari Cooper, if people are using that as a reasoning, again, you're doing it wrong. You're not, football, you have to understand, when people are looking at the top 10 and saying, Amari Cooper's not in this top 10 ranking, these are NFL people, not just like Kenny Carman's top 10 wide receivers or whatever. These are elite wide receivers that are on this list. He's honorable mention. I'm not going to make an argument. I don't think he is one of these better than any of these guys on this list that the execs and the coaches and the scouts say. I don't think he's any better than any of those guys. But I think that people are missing it if they're saying that's a reasoning why you don't pay Amari Cooper. We have to understand that football's a people business. And what upsets me the most when we do this is DVOA is a worthwhile stat. It doesn't watch the games. It's said famously that DVOA does not watch games. There's a part that's you got to see the people and you have to see what your situation is. And for Amari Cooper, if you just want to look at this and say, well, they don't even take him that seriously to a number 10 overall wide receiver, so why would you pay him that type of money? I don't think you're seeing the forest for the trees of what you actually need this year and over the next couple of years. Because say you paid Amari Cooper, you restructured a contract, redid his contract, gave him an extension, and it became a 3-year contract after this. You're still handing it off with probably a number one wide receiver in the first round next year. And then hopefully you actually hit on that guy instead of the misses that you've had, which they're going to take swings just because they had misses doesn't mean they're afraid to step into the plate. They're going to go ahead and they're going to do that. And you hope that that guy works because if it does, then you have him, then you have Cooper, then you have Jerry Jeudy. And eventually there's a changing of the guard there. Elijah Moore would be the odd man out. See, that should be the plan. Whether or not it's going to be the plan, that's up to the Browns and to Amari Cooper. I haven't hit a panic button yet, but I think that should really be the plan. And I can't use any silly, it's not silly, I can't use any top 10 ranking as a silly reason to not sign a guy.
I agree. And there's only 10 of those guys.
To not
and
sign my guy.
There's 32 teams, and there's only 10 of those guys. So what are you supposed to do if you can't get one of those top 10 guys?
7:45. Everyone likes a little PTO except Tone. I don't think he's ever taken a day off again. And coming up next, Curtis Danberg, because there's a 9-game road trip to start the season last year. But there is a pretty good reason. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.